This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With another hour of What's On Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Got Manny answering your calls. We got Rev keeping us on track, producer of the fine program. You can email any of us anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with your feedback, your comments, your suggestions for programs and topics. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Love getting your feedback. We have a newsletter where we send out highlights at 12 noon. At high noon, the noon news goes out with some highlights, and you can sign up for those as well if you like. Miss the show and want to keep up, give you a little clip on what's happening. So you can find that at whatsonyourmindradio.com as well. Right, Frederick? We got that up there? People can sign up? Perfect. Okay, great. This hour, Senator John Hoeven's going to join us. Chris Berg will be here for a point of view. He hosts the television program Point of View, and he and I are going to be bantering often throughout the legislative session on different topics, and we're going to ask him the report card question for both Trump and Burgum that you've been weighing in on. Lots of your texts to get to as well, and your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome as well. We're going to start the hour with a conversation about Obamacare from the state perspective. Oleg Larson, Senator from Minot, serves on the Human Services Committee. They'll be dealing with a lot of impacts from the changes that obviously are going to be made as it pertains to Obamacare, because that's one of the reasons Donald Trump is president-elect, because he said it's horrible, it's terrible, it's gone, it's got to go. So I look forward to finding out a little bit more about that. But if you have specific questions on Obamacare and the state's role in that, feel free to give us a ring here, too, to start at 800-228-0550. You can also text me, 701-367-2054. Your questions, too, and we'll get those on. Senator Ole Larson, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm blessed, and thank you for having me on. And also, I want to thank my constituents for allowing me to continue to be in this position.
We're glad you're back there, my man. You're a good one, and a lot of work to do. I know as Vice Chair of Human Services, you're Vice Chair or Chair? I forget.
I'm Vice Chair, yep.
Yeah, okay. You have a lot of work to lead in the legislative session. Just as an overview, I mean, is this a wait and see? We got to see what what Congress does, how they do in the repeal and replace, and then we'll react, or are you able to do some things proactively? What's the plan on Obamacare from the state perspective?
Well, at the state's perspective so far, we did last session approve to do Medicaid expansion with a sunset on it to revisit it this session. So we are going to be able to revisit it. It's not up on the docket yet, but that is something that we will, as a group and a body, decide to see if we will continue to fund it or take over part of the funding is what will happen this go around if we continue it.
Is there examples of Obamacare doing good things? All I ever hear is horrible stories. I mean, as you look at this effort federally and, again, what's done at the state level, do you say we got to preserve, you know, these areas, or is it, look, let's just start from scratch? What is your view of Obamacare and how it's worked?
Well, you know, that's kind of a good question, and I'm glad I'm on to be able to explain some of it. That's really one of the main reasons why I ended up in the legislature is because of my stance against the expansion of Obamacare, as everybody calls it. But the real name for this is socialized medicine. It is bringing socialism to the United States in the form of medical attention. Some of the good things, you know, I'm not going to lie, the covering people up till age 26, which actually Blue Cross Blue Shield was doing prior to Obamacare, so you can't really say that is part of it. It was embedded in it. And then the pre-existing conditions. So those are two things that I have seen in my practice. I am a licensed insurance agent. I started that practice after I got into the legislature. Seemed to be a good fit with my human services knowledge that I was getting, and then I used to teach prior to that. So there are a few things that are able to be positive from it, but I do not believe they outweigh the devastation that it's done across the country.
We had a call earlier from a gentleman who had had a lot of health challenges. I think he said he had eight open heart surgeries from a young age up until the point of 2001. And when he was 19, he took over his own health care, was on an 80-20 plan where he paid $250 a month. He said he now pays $500 or went to $500 a month, 80-20. But then when Obamacare came along, he was told that he no longer could have 80-20, and his premium would be relatively the same, but the deductible skyrocketed, as well as obviously the difference in what he paid out of pocket. He basically said this is, you know, a prime example of why it's a bad deal. Now, I've had people since write in about his comment and say, seriously, your caller's complaining that his insurance rates went from $250 to $500, but he had eight open-heart surgeries. His health care has cost well over $2 million. His premiums will never come close to covering the expense. Therefore, we subsidize his premiums. The question today is how to lower premiums for all if we allow pre-existing conditions to get coverage. The math doesn't work unless we have insurance mandates, and this is coming from a Republican. What do you say to that, Uli?
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is before this health care initiative took place, I could insure an individual for $45.10, and then I could insure his wife and his family for $210 a month. That's what the cost used to be. And so the deductibles are correct. When I go out and somebody purchases a policy, the deductibles are horrible and the out-of-pocket expense is horrible. And so there is no savings at all. Most of the time when I sign people up for health care and they get a policy, they leave the office saying this is junk because it isn't coverage. So that's a real problem with people. And you get people that are retiring. Just had somebody that was retiring at 61 years old, so they no longer have coverage from their company. When they have to go onto the exchange or get coverage, it's $800 a month. So they tell me it's like another house payment when you have husband and wife.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. How about specifically on the mandate question? He's saying as a Republican, you know, he's claiming to be a Republican, but also saying the only way the math is going to work is if we have insurance mandates.
Yeah, that is not going to work. I believe that, you know, we need to get back to the free market. Years ago in North Dakota, we had over 350 products or producers that could give products to people. These 10 essential benefits that are embedded in the plans that they have now, that is what is driving a huge amount of the premium cost. Every person who gets a policy has a maternity rider on there. They have child dental rider. They have behavioral health. Somebody who's 56 years old does not need a maternity rider. So those costs, when they change that, then the cost of that will come down. But it has to be, you know, in my opinion, it has to be totally scrapped and not done.
Yeah, as I say, I can't find anybody that likes it. This person is obviously saying he believes that the math dictates a mandate to have it work, but you know, the free market, I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. I also think tort reform, you know, the same caller actually talked about the fact that he recently needed a tune-up on his defibrillator or pacemaker, I forget which, and neither Sanford Bismarck nor St. Alexis Bismarck would help him for fear of liability and sent him to Sanford and Fargo, which he thought was kind of crazy. But that to me is, again, part of the whole liability thing, which tort reform has never really been addressed in a whole way through healthcare either, has it?
No, it has not. It has not. And, you know, some history, there's never really been, you don't hear a lot of people talking about the history of this socialized medicine or socialism taking over the country. In 1927, Norman Thomas, who ran for president 6 times, was a socialist, and he said that under socialism, calling it trying to get medical care under that would never happen, but liberalism, putting it that way, to have medical care given to people will advance that cause, which it has. So we fast forward to the Truman administration tried to do that in their administration, and they voted it down and did not do it. And then the Forend bill started the Medicare, which is the single payer people over 65.
Wouldn't you love to just take people through those kind of decisions, even go back to the Great Deal and say, here's what happened and here's what it's led to. No, it's amazing. Only keep up
the
good work.
This has been going on a long time.
No kidding. Appreciate your good work. We'll keep tabs on Obamacare and what happens. And thanks for the time today.
Thank you.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Farmers, with today's low crop prices, your family can't afford for you to have the wrong farm and ranch policy. Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services works with farm and ranch families to protect your livelihood. Call Mark at ND Estate Services, 701-318-0908, to set up a free review. Or simply text Mark your declarations page, 701-318-0908. Protect, preserve, and pass on with Mark, 701-318-0908, or go online to ndestateservices.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Many drivers under age 25 are not equipped with the skills to handle adverse weather. This week's Safety Minute features Kelly Lieben, a major with the Burley County Sheriff's Department, discussing the importance of helping your teen gain experience driving in all weather conditions.
You know, as parents or, you know, even from the law enforcement side, I want to encourage people, especially when your young child is learning to drive, now's the time to expose them to as much as you can in that controlled environment. Even if that's just going to a parking lot on a Sunday morning before the store opens, but get them used to that ice, get them used to navigating where they have a hard time steering the car. I think, you know, that exposure and experience is crucial.
Help prepare your teen for all driving conditions. Enroll them in Alive at 25, a defensive driving course for ages 14 to 24. Register now at www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Store, because they give you guaranteed iron at outlet prices. And you know what? They have outlet prices every day, and then they give our listeners of What's on Your Mind the ability to go in there and get an 11% discount off their already low price. All that requires is you to say, hey, Titan Outlet, Scott sent me, Todd sent me, the guys from What's on Your Mind. So, for instance, that 2012 John Deere 9360R tractor with less than 2,500 hours on it. Luxury cab with the leather seat and the buddy seat and the power shift transmission, 18 forward, 6 reverse, the Michelin tires, the 5 remotes and high-capacity hydraulic pump and the dual front and rear tires of the 620 70R42s with a differential lock, that one. 360 horsepower, 1,000 PTO. You get your best price, then take 11% off. See it at TitanOutletStore.com, TitanOutletStore.com, or call them 218-233-3700. Exit 6, I-94, eastbound as you're headed towards the, it's in Minnesota, Glendon, exit 90, exit 6 on I-94. There you go. TitanOutletStore.com, or call them at 218-233-3700. Great inventory. A lot of things going there right now. So check it out. Now is the time to get the deals. Randy's on the road. What's on your mind, Randy?
I just wanted to say I could always hear everybody complaining about what Trump is going to do. Well, when Obama was elected, there was a lot of people said, well, what's he going to do? But we just said, well, we'll just wait and see. Let's just wait and see what Trump does. Trump is probably going to be the best thing there ever was, but who knows? Nobody does, but I give him a grade A for trying, and Burgum especially for trying to make things turn around for North Dakota, and I think it's high time we have non-politicians stepping up and taking control.
Great comments, Randy. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Others welcome. Molly texts, I just retired from teaching, taught high school science for 29 years. I take offense when people say education hasn't changed since my generation was in school. That's not true. Students work in groups much of the time. They work on group projects. Facts and vocabulary are no longer emphasized because educators know that facts are available with the push of a button. Process and problem solving are emphasized. Students are taught how to research and learn by themselves. Cell phones are used for data collection and research. Competitions involve designing, building, and problem solving. Verbal and written communication is a priority. Students are taught to research a topic, draw their own conclusions, and present to the class or bigger groups. I taught in a rural K-12 school. These things were happening at all levels. Educators know there's always room for improvement. They work hard at what they do, and they deserve support and respect. Thanks, Molly. The passion of great teachers are great. What I've always disliked about education was the mentality of the teachers' union suggesting that a teacher that is good, really good, cannot be properly rewarded for that effort and that tenacity, and then therefore allow you to sort of weed out the ones that are not good. Because I believe a lot more are like you than you know, the other. Another says, if the Russians hacked in the election system, then the system may be broke. Maybe the libs have a fix. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, all right. Another says, Scott, my wife had surgery in Fargo this week. All went well. I'm still in Fargo and would love to take you out to lunch if you have time. Sorry for the short notice. I don't think that one was for the air. But that's for my friend Bob in Minot, who is the guy that hooked us up with our friend Mr. Leo McGulkey. Remember our conversation with Leo, the World War II vet from the turret and the B-17 bomber? So yeah, I'd better have lunch.
Let's all show up then.
Yeah, if you want to come to lunch. Yeah. All right, welcome more of your grades for either Trump or Burgum. And I want to ask our next guest, Chris Berg, point of view for his point of view on that very point, and also get a little preview of his program tonight on KXJB, and also Dakota West Fox, Valley News Live. You have a POV website, too, right? POVnow.com, is that the right site where folks POV can find
the show? POVnow.tv. We just feel .tv, but thank you, man, for the great plug. I appreciate it.
POVnow.tv.
Yes, sir.
I got it right.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah, so tell me this. If you had to quickly say the grade so far for Doug Burgum would be what? I know it's early, but what would you give him for a grade?
Gosh, I mean, I got to go with A-. I don't even know why I would give the minus there at this point, or a B+, just because I was talking to a friend of mine today, and I said we were talking about U of M. He had played there, and just talking about the lack of leadership from Tracy Clays, and he goes, you know, language matters. When these guys get up and they talk about these issues, language makes a difference, and I just think Doug Burgum is knocking it out of the park. In my opinion, when he starts talking about, hey, humility, courage. We've got to start to face these issues in that way. I just think it sets a different tone, a good tone, and I'm enjoying watching him do his thing right now.
Donald Trump, grade so far.
Boy, that's a... I'm going to say a B or a B plus. The only reason why is some of the stuff where he has been speaking about the intelligence community, but I'm giving him a great grade because of what he's done with Carrier. He's talking about the wall. I know it shifted a little bit yesterday, but hey, he's keeping that conversation alive, repealing Obamacare. I mean, the fact that Ford is going to put $700 million back into Michigan, where was that, right? And you know what's so funny, Scott? I had somebody hit me up on Twitter the other day when I brought this up, and they're like, oh, well, President Barack Obama, he's the one that saved the auto industry. And I said, yeah, he did it with $80 billion of your dollars.
Exactly.
Donald Trump's
no
not using any tax money.
And, you know, I know the social media thing is really scaring a lot of people. I think it's fantastic. I think it's great. I wouldn't use the words, some of them that he uses or how he chooses to do it. But, name me a conservative or a Republican who put Donald Trump in office that doesn't think Chuck Schumer's a clown, okay? He just says it out loud. And to your point on the businesses saying, hey, I better straighten up here and listen. The Boeing deal shaves $1 billion off of that contract by a tweet that says we're not paying $4 billion for Air Force One. So I think now you've got them all nervous, and that's okay. It's a tool to communicate directly to the people. It's why that drives the rest of the media absolutely crazy.
I'm curious your take on the way he's communicated about the intelligence community and the situation. Like, I'm not quite.
It's weird. He knows something we must not know with people inside about some people going rogue on the intelligence community, because most of that, I agree with you, should be behind closed doors. Shouldn't be a public, an incoming president ripping the people that are going to give him the intel on where the world is at. There's something bizarre, but
Let me put it in this context. So he obviously needs to work with Schumer to get some of his Supreme Court justices put through. He's going to need some Dems to step over. I know you've got 10 there that are probably going to step over anyways because they need to win their elections. And yet, knowing you've got to work with him, I know he's got a relationship with Schumer, but calling him a clown. But then he goes out and says all these great things about Putin, who's a thug. I mean, I don't understand the coziness with Putin.
Yeah, and I don't know that coziness is the right word, but I think that's the coziness is the narrative written in the media more than anything. I think
he calls him a great leader. I mean, that's
yeah, but he is. I mean, in other words, I don't think he's saying I'd be the same leader, but he's a lot better leader of he's gotten more of what he wanted to get done than Barack Obama did. So I think that's what he was saying. I just think I think we all have to read The Art of the Deal to really understand all these things that are going on. I think there's always some angle to whatever. 10 seconds, who's on tonight on Point of View?
So speaking about the Russia situation, Dr. Ambrosius, he's a poli sci president at ASU, expert when it comes to Russia-U.S. relations, and a great conversation about what some people are doing up in Grand Forks to turn boys into outstanding young men. Tune in tonight, 6:30 p.m. on KX4. Thank you so much, Scott.
Senator John Hoban, when we come back, folks.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway Tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit my not sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Bjørnholm. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. Welcome along.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Well, not exactly the wee hours of the morning, but, you know, midnight-ish last night. And because I ran across just a zillion amount of tweets that are out there that have come to the defense of MyPillow over this goofy Better Business Bureau grade that they were given. And I didn't know any of this. I guess I'd heard some of it somewhere, so, you know, when I ran across a 2020 report that was done not all that long ago and a few others, but evidently Better Business Bureau has this history that if you don't pay them as a member, they have a history of being really, like, weird about rating you very low. So this has been going on for a long time, but what's been funny out of this whole little mini controversy, and if you missed this, the controversy was Better Business Bureau was questioning how MyPillow does their pricing. So when they do the 2-for-1 or the 4-for-1, their point was it wasn't clear to the consumer. They never said anything about the quality of the product. The quality of the product was off the charts good. And, you know, that's what really matters. But they were saying the pricing is confusing. Now, what's confusing about 4-for-1 or 2-for-1? I have no idea. But evidently they didn't, you know, pay to play. They didn't hand over enough dough to the Better Business Bureau. So what's happened is on social media, people who, like me, and like many people in our audience, love MyPillow, have just absolutely swamped social media and Better Business Bureau to say, you're a joke. I love MyPillow. I love Mike Lindell. I support this company. And so I had to add my own to it. So I don't even remember what I tweeted out, but I tweeted something out. And if you're on Twitter, you know. So and I see that Mike Lindell, the founder, retweeted my tweet. So we're all on Twitter here today on the program. But most importantly, I want you to know that when I tell you that my life is better because of MyPillow, it's not because they are a customer of ours. They are a customer of ours, and I appreciate that. But if you wanted to be a customer of mine, you said, Scott, I would like to buy ads, and I'd like to have you say how great Obamacare is and that Barack Obama is the best president ever, I would tell you to fly a kite, that I would sooner eat dirt than take money to talk about things I don't believe in. And that's the God's honest truth, folks. All right? That's what we do here. Because we're not going to last very long on this program. Our tenure will be short if we just take a buck from anyone to tell you whatever and try and hoodwink you into something. It just, we value you too much. You're beyond a customer as a listener. You're a friend. You are a team member. You're family. And so, you know, you don't treat family like that. So when I tell you my pillow is the best pillow I've ever slept in, that my health is better because of my pillow and the sleep that I get as a result of it, it's real. And when I tell you that the best premium offer ever is just in fact, the four-pack special, four meaning you get four pillows, two of them the best pillow you can buy, the premium pillow that has all the extras, the better filling, the better. I mean, I could go chapter and verse, and I should someday, just tell you the difference between all of these, because there's a premium, there's a classic, there's a standard. But anyway, you get the two premium and the two go-anywhere pillows. That's a $99.98 special for four pillows, saves you $180. It's a great deal. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. I love the fact they're a Minnesota company. It'd be better if they're a North Dakota company, but second best is a Minnesota company. And, so they're USA made. And interestingly enough, Mike Lindell made his name. The MyPillow founder made his name from that pillow based on trips to fairs in North Dakota talking to people about what product they wanted. So it's kind of a cool story. Senator John Hovind on our Newsmaker line on this fine Friday. How are you, sir?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Welcome back to the program. Any questions for the senator? Certainly welcome, either by text, 701-226-8503, or call us toll-free at 800-228-0550. We've been talking a lot today about Donald Trump, asking our listeners to give him a report card. How's he doing so far? I realize he's not president yet, but obviously, Donald Trump's been in the news a lot for the last 2 years. First as a candidate, then as a, successful president-elect and soon to be president. And the vast majority of listeners, we had one Hillary voter that called and said he gets an F, but everywhere else it's A, it's B+, what grade do you give him so far?
Yeah, no, I'd give him a high grade, too. When I look at his cabinet, I think he's getting people that are focused on the kind of changes that we need to make to get the country back on track. So reduce the regulatory burden, reform the tax code, get on top of the debt and deficit, strong support for law enforcement and for our military so Americans feel safer at home and abroad. And, he's going down the trail, and I think that was very clearly the message from the American voters.
Do you think any of those cabinet members that you mentioned, the team that he's surrounding that will need approval by the Senate are going to be deal breakers? I mean, which ones do you see as really having the most challenging time getting confirmed?
Well, I think they're going to be approved. For one thing, you have to remember that Harry Reid, pulled the nuclear option, and so it only requires 51 votes to approve a cabinet member. So, I think our colleagues on the other side of the aisle will offer up criticism, and they've already indicated Rex Tillerson, for example, and Pruitt at EPA, and there'll be others. But I think we're going to work hard, and I think we're going to get them approved.
Is the whole idea of Heidi Heitkamp potentially joining the cabinet off the table now? I know there's still not an ag secretary nominee yet. Is that off the table, you think?
Well, I think the likelihood at this point is you're going to see there's somebody like Sonny Perdue, former governor from Georgia, who's a good friend of mine. We worked together as governors. As a matter of fact, I had Rick Perry in my office the other day. Great to see him again. We worked together for 10 years as governors. So, some people that I think would do a very good job that bring that perspective as a governor, people that are good friends of mine, I'm looking forward to working with. But in terms of the ag job, I'd say Sonny Perdue, and then there's a couple other individuals from Texas and California. For example, Henry Bonilla, who used to be in the House, another friend of mine who'd be very good. I think those are the leading candidates now.
And let me go to the calls here. I got a zillion questions for you as always, but these are interesting times. Oh, I was going to ask you about Rick Perry. So he's in your office, and I understand you extracted a promise to come to North Dakota. When is Rick Perry
excited.
Come?
He is excited. I mean, he is a good guy. He's down to earth. He's friendly. He understands we should produce energy from all sources. He wants to cut through the regulatory burden. I think he's going to be a real ally. He'd be good for the country and good for our state because we're such a big energy producer. He's already indicated that he wants to come out with me to North Dakota. We'll go to the EERC and look at the amazing things they're doing with energy technology. Then we'll go out into the Bakken and look at the things that are going on there. So he's excited about it, and absolutely, we'll have him out there, I'm sure, very soon.
So are you thinking like in the next month or so or shortly after confirmation?
No. He's got to get – I'd say sometime this year. I mean, he's got to get through the confirmation process and get set up. But, we'll get him out there, I think, this year.
he probably wants to see the best energy producing state in the country, right?
And then Without a doubt. Now, we had to argue that one a little back and forth. Good friendly rivalry between North Dakota and Texas, but hey, we're glad to have that debate anytime.
I love it. Peter in the Bismarck Forest, Senator John Hoeven, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Scott. I wanted to actually speak just briefly about what you had said to your previous guest about Intelligence Committee Trump. And let me preface that by saying so far I'm actually pretty pleased with the way Trump has handled himself so far. I mean, overall, it's better than I would have expected. And so I'm definitely willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. But I think this strange new respect that we have for Putin all of a sudden is a little disturbing. We run the liberals through the ringer, as we rightly should, for all their respect and admiration for Castro. But you could say the same things about him that Trump says about Putin. Oh, he's a great leader. You know, he at least gets stuff done. I mean, Hitler got a lot done, too. But that doesn't mean we should respect and say things with admiration about these people. They're villains.
Yeah, so let's ask Senator Omar what he thinks about that. What I had said was Chris Berger and I were having a conversation about the fact that he's being very critical of the intelligence community. And I said, that's probably something better, you know, not said publicly in my mind. I don't know, but he must know something because these are the people that he's going to have to rely on for information, and yet he's being very critical of them. And, you know, then that led to the whole discussion about him calling Putin a great leader, which I said to me wasn't necessarily meaning, you know, I love the guy, but it's saying is recognizing that he's had some effectiveness as a leader in Russia. But there's some strategy that, too. What's your take on those two elements, Senator?
Well, Putin's an adversary, and we have to stand up to him without a doubt. And President Obama did not do that, and so we've seen the results of that. But I think that Trump will stand up to him. Now, I think, you know, in terms of his comments, you know, we'll see. He's meeting with the, you know, Clapper and Brennan and the whole intelligence community today. So let's see what he comes out with. I think you make a good point. He has to work with and rely on the intelligence community. But at the same time, you know, he's got to recognize that he's got to put forth a consistent foreign policy where we stand with our allies like Israel. And you saw what happened with the Obama administration in the last weeks with Israel. They made a big mistake not vetoing that resolution regarding the two-state solution and settlements in the Western Bank. My point being, he's got to stand very strong and consistently with our allies and stand up to our adversaries, and I think he will. And so, as you say, he's going to have to be careful in terms of how he calibrates his comments, but most important, he's got to have that strong, consistent foreign policy, and that comes right out of the box. You saw that with Reagan after Carter when we had the Iran hostage crisis, and that's why it's so important that he comes out of the box with that strong, consistent policy.
Thanks for the call, Peter. Karen Fargo, you're next for Senator Hoeven. Go ahead.
Trump wants to make a drastic change to Medicare that I don't like. Will you defend Medicare as it is?
I'll certainly defend Medicare. I'm not, I don't know what change it is you're talking about that he wants to make. What I've seen in his comments is that he wants to make sure that Medicare is protected and preserved for the long term. So I guess I'd have to see what comments you're referring to, but I certainly will make sure to do everything I can to support it. And again, my recollection of his comments is that he wants to make sure it's there and sound and secure for the long term.
Karen, thanks for the call. Galen and Bismarck, Bob and Grafton, when we come back. And I also want to ask Senator Hoeven about what is called an ecological disaster in waiting, and that is the Dakota Access Pipeline protest site. And obviously some hope, as we heard yesterday from General Dorman, that the federal government will participate in a cleanup very soon before that ecological disaster plays out with the flooding that can come as early as March. That with our conversation continuing with Senator Hoeven coming up after a short time out on What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550 with your questions.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. From financial managers to family farms to principal operators, men and women play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the Soybean Board of Directors. Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is itself growing more diverse. In this challenging business environment, the ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints, backgrounds, skills, and experiences is critical to our continued success. If you are interested in shaping the future of our industry and working to ensure it continues to thrive, our board encourages you to grow your impact as a soybean producer and consider running for a leadership position on the Soybean Council Board this winter. For information about the counties that are conducting elections in early 2017, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Listener in Minnesota says, hey, Scott, we had 36 below, Wolf Lake, Minnesota, Becker County, cold, cold like Obamacare, cold.
Oh,
stepped
ouch
on my punchline as usual there, by golly, but I'll forgive you. Yeah, she said, cold, cold like Obamacare.
I didn't know how many punchlines you were going to have. So.
That was the only one today, actually, yeah. And that's twice as many as usual. Anyway, speaking of Obamacare, Senator Hoeven, obviously Chuck Schumer's having a blast with this, Make America Sick Again, and they can't wait to do the messaging and everything else, but clearly want to inflict as much political pain rather than recognize this is a big problem needs to be fixed. But I should just ask you quickly what this will look like in the way of a fix.
I think the Senate will go first in terms of the budget reconciliation, and we have to pass both the budget resolution and budget reconciliation, which in essence repeals Obamacare and then sets up the replacement mechanism, which we hope for the most part we can pass with 51 votes. Because remember, it's not only repeal, it's replace. And that's the part where I understand our colleagues on the other side, they want to go out and say, oh, okay, now, you know, there's nothing there. That's wrong. The idea is that it's replaced with an approach that gives, that empowers people, gives them choice and provides more competition so that they have more products out there to choose from, and that hopefully we can do a better job of reducing the cost and keeping, you know, the cost down. And so all the things we've talked about, a step-by-step process, things like expanded health savings accounts, allowing small businesses to join together and do what's called pooling to buy insurance and buy it at a more affordable rate, competition across state lines for insurance companies, reforms to Medicaid to give states more control so that they can do a better job with Medicaid and help better control costs. So all those kind of things will, we think, empower people and give them more control over their health care and their health care insurance.
The term ecological disaster is being used to describe the current protest site for the encampment along the Cannonball River. Because of obviously the enormous amount of snow and everything that was there, from cars to human waste to teepees to you name it, that obviously with flooding generally around that March 1 time frame, all of that would go into the river. I'm hearing from state officials that, there is growing agreement, even among the Native American community, that this needs to be fixed up and how, but can never be done unless the effort is there to bring the enforcement side from the federal government along with the actual work from the Corps side. Can this get done in time? Will the Fed step up to the plate?
Well, it really needs to, and as you know, that's something I've worked on by reaching out to the new administration. And it's not only, as you say, an ecological problem, but it's a life safety issue. Clearly, it's not if that area is going to flood. It will flood. We know that. Look at the amount of snow we've gotten. And so, state and local law enforcement has worked very hard. We need to have federal law enforcement join with them, and and leadership from the tribe, from Chairman Archambault and the tribe, and we have to address that a campsite and do it in a very thoughtful way, which is what we're working hard to do. But there's no question that it is a real risk and has to be addressed, and we're doing everything we can to make sure that the incoming administration works with us to do that.
How soon after January 20th will they review the decision on the permit?
I think they'll start on it right away. You've seen we've talked to the Trump team, and they've said they intend to address it. And I think you've even seen the president-elect's comments that he intends to solve it. I think his words were very soon, very quickly after the
Help me understand what that means to you. Is that Feb 1? Is that March 1? Is that how soon?
Well, my effort is to make sure that they're working on it even in the transition in terms of getting up to speed, planning and preparing so that they're ready to hit the ground running. So it's my intention to try to get them to work with the state of North Dakota, with the governor's office, with state and local law enforcement, right away.
Days, not weeks.
Yes, right away.
Irv in Fargo, question for Senator Hovind. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Actually, just a couple real quick questions, and then I'll hang up and listen. One on Social Security, do you know of any changes that the Trump administration has planned and what those effects might be? And the second, I read an article about Obama moving special forces into one of the NATO-allied countries that borders Russia. Do you know anything about that? Is that true? And I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, first on Social Security, what I've seen that Trump said is that he wants to get our economic growth rate higher. He wants to make sure we're creating more jobs and recognize that as you increase economic growth by cutting the regulatory burden and by reforming the tax code, you empower economic growth and businesses across this country to hire more people, create more jobs. That puts more money into Social Security and makes it stronger for the long term. As far as the Russia, and our allies on the border of Russia, yes, the administration is increasing our NATO forces, our, you know, our American NATO forces in countries like the Baltics, in Estonia, Lithuania, Latvia, working with our NATO allies to make sure that we try to stop Putin's aggression. And
we're going to have to leave it.
So,
we're going to have to leave it there. Irv, I appreciate the call. Art Wapenden, Galen Bismarck, Bob Grafton. Sorry we ran out of time. We'll have Senator Hovind back as soon as we can. Lots to talk about, a lot going on. Thanks, Senator. Have a great weekend.
Take care.
More coming up on What's on Your Mind right here, same time, same place, Monday. God bless you, folks. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye. Vince is back from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Forks and Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Spring Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayol for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with the hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.